I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Ken Bastida, and this is your Wednesday night Picks Now update. This is a storm, and this is the strongest weather event that we have seen so far this winter. Get ready for thunderstorms, San Mateo County. They may be less than 1 hour away, and look at all the heavy rainfall that is blanketing the North Bay. It is all of Napa County, all of Lake County, all of Sonoma County, and all of Marin County is getting at least a quarter to a third of an inch of rain per hour. Those red spots that you see, that's a half of an inch of rain per hour. That's the lightning just over the past 15 minutes, which is now within, let's say, 40 miles of Pacifica and Half Moon Bay, lifting in your direction. Even though it's not raining now, you may see things lighting up if you look off to the west. And heavy rain does continue over the Santa Cruz Mountains, including Saratoga, Las Gatas, south to Morgan Hill. One storm moved out this morning, one wave of energy that's now causing heavy snow in the Sierra. It's the second wave moving through that actually contains the cold front, which we don't get very defined cold fronts moving through. We will tonight. That's why we have the chance of thunderstorms, heavy rain, and very strong wind. There's an urban flood advisory for the Central Bay Area and the Santa Cruz Mountains, Napa and Lake County. Road flooding, small stream flooding is likely. This will expire at 8:45. The entire Bay Area is under a flash flood watch until 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. And a high wind warning. We've had that as well. The wind is whipping everywhere in the Bay Area. Big Rock Ridge, southwest of Novato, a little bit before 5 o'clock, had a 98 mile per hour wind gust. That is the strongest wind gust anywhere in the Bay Area in the past several years, and it happened less than 75 minutes ago. We have a high wind warning and a wind advisory for the entire Bay Area through the night tonight. So from right now through 9 o'clock, three more hours, that wave of heavy rain and strong wind is moving through. Scattered thunderstorms are possible as the front moves through, and with saturated soils from yesterday's rain and this morning's rain, the landslide and mudslide risk has been increased.
Heavy rain now hitting the campfire burn zone up in Butte County.
All the rain on that scorched earth could trigger dangerous floods and mudslides. KPIX5's Wilson Walker is live for us tonight along Highway 70, not far from the evacuated town of Polga, where the campfire started. Wilson?
Yeah, rain started up here around 11, picked up steam around 1, and it has been raining sideways since about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Now, obviously, this becomes an equation of rainfall and time, and how much can the land out here take? Now, there was only one tiny little area that was evacuated, but as you're going to see, some people saw what was happening this morning and decided it was time to move to a little bit higher ground.
Lots of hillsides, lots of mud, lots of ruts. I just kind of thought I'd try to drive out of there, and luckily the water level was low enough on Hoffman Crossing.
With creeks rising and water flowing just about everywhere, some decided it was simply best to seek higher ground today. The landscape around Concow and Yankee Hill was erupting with streams running across burned hillsides, and a lot of the people here burned out of their homes, now weathering this storm in trailers and tents.
We're just surviving right now. We love it up here, so I'm just gonna keep doing what we do.
The only area that was issued an evacuation order, the very spot where the fire began, the tiny community of Polga, where the campfire actually took its name. Now, the last time we were here was about 3 days after the fire started, when the investigation was just getting underway. The canyon was actually still burning at the time, and now, of course, the concern is how the creeks and hillsides will respond to the atmospheric river passing overhead. Now, I also went through the town of Paradise. No real weather problems to report there. In fact, the rebuilding effort from the fire did not stop for the rain today, and neither did the work along Highway 70. There are miles and miles of highway here surrounded by trees that burned but did not fall, and there are crews all over trying to get them down and out of the way. That work did not stop either, and just about the only other cars out here today on Highway 70, Caltrans, just playing cleanup behind the wind and rain until the system finally moves on.
All right, if you can't tell, the real news story as night sets in right now is wind. So you take the soggy ground, the trees that have been weakened by the fire, and you add the wind like this. No doubt there's just going to be some stuff coming down tonight. I mean, I think it's just a matter of seeing how bad it gets before things kind of finally blow through up here. Ken, Liz?
Yeah. Not a good combination.
We have seen that all over the Bay Area and all through the state with the high winds affecting what's been going on. Wilson, thank you for that. The wet weather here is creating treacherous conditions in the Sierra.
Windblown snow creating whiteout conditions. KPI X5 reporter Macy Jenkins is in Truckee, where blizzard warnings are in effect. Macy?
Well, Ken and Liz, here is a sure sign that winter came last night. Take a look at the snow piled up on this car. It's continuing to pile up here as this is wet weather. Walk with me this way. You can see how it's piled up next to this street sign, just to give you a little bit of perspective. Now, this street we've been watching for a few hours. It looks like the cars are ready for this storm. They are in their garages, and these people are hunkered down, getting ready for this wet weather to start any minute now. Wednesday evening, we saw a steady stream of people at Mountain Hardware Store stopping in to get those last-minute supplies, many of them expecting to get snowed in tomorrow. Jack Napton says his employees are committed to coming into work even in this weather, and he says it's the people traveling through the Sierra who keep walking through the doors unprepared for the slick and slushy roads.
Quite a percentage of people are not prepared for it. They don't have the correct chains. They don't have... But, you know, we're Mountain Hardware, so we're perfectly willing to supply them correct chains, and we'll talk to them about their problems. That's what we do.
Now, we spoke to CHP earlier today, and they say they are not advising anyone to drive through the Sierra if you don't have to. They are working on multiple collisions on I-80, and Officer Pete Mann wanted me to remind everyone who wants to come to this area, if you don't have to, please wait until Friday. I'll send it back to you in the studio, Ken and Liz.
Just not safe.
Good advice.
Thank you, Macy. Well, the North Bay has had its fair share of trouble. Even before the storm, this mudslide caused traffic to back up along southbound 101 in Sausalito. KPI X5's Emily Turner is live in San Rafael as this second wave of rain and wind is blowing through right now. Emily?
I'm pretty much acting like a big sail right now as these gusts are blowing through. We're really also seeing the bulk of that second wave that's coming through. It's not the most comfortable situation, but I'm going to hop out of the way with my back to the rain so my photographer can zoom in. Not only is there traffic headed northbound on 101, there was actually an accident right behind me. We're just south of the Civic Center, and that backed up traffic headed southbound. So anybody in Marin County headed north or south on the way home tonight, not a great situation. You can see just how fast this wind is blowing, certainly gusting really, really fast, making the road conditions pretty miserable. We saw conditions earlier, very flood-like conditions on 101, Sir Francis Drake, a little bit further south, and then certainly in some of those side roads. But we're going to be keeping an eye on that. But in the meantime, anybody out on the roads right now or headed out there, just be careful, guys.
Yeah, and just remember, in the North Bay, too, there's not that many streetlights once you get into the suburbs, so you have to be really careful.
Emily, hang on. Thank you for that. Our news continues tonight at 10 on KBCW 44, Cable 12, and at 11 on KPIX 5.
And remember to select KPIX News on your Amazon Echo.